Hello, everybody. It is your fun person, Mr. Patrick. I am very sorry, this is not number two of my life. This is only something to make you giggle. I hope every one of you are having the worst, best day ever. You're probably like, what do you mean, worst, best day ever? How do you even have a worst, best day ever? Well, let me explain. Sorry, not going to explain, because this is a podcast, and I can pretty much do whatever I like. For the first person that leaves me a message and gets me 3 followers and can prove it on this podcast, you will receive a $50 gift card to whatever you like. But you have to prove it, that you got 3 people to follow me and listen to at least one of my episodes. And not just fast forward it, because I will be quizzing you on all of it. Anyways, you don't have to do all that. Just give me 3 followers. And then those 3 followers give me 3 followers. And once I reach 100 followers, then I can get a new sponsor and start making the real money. Anyways, like I say, if you're listening to this, I really do appreciate all listeners. All listeners that are listening to this, thank you for listening. Listening to me through your listening devices, such as AirPods, regular earphones, auxiliary cords, even through your very, very brand new car. Through by Bluetooth. Wow! Technology has come a really long way, folks. It's, there's nothing in the middle. How is it doing this? How is volume coming through one part to the other without a cord? Shenanigans. That's what it is. It's shenanigans. Back in my day, we had cords that 200 feet long before you could even hear anything at all. All you heard was a buzz, and all of a sudden, maybe you got lucky if you heard a word. And then they come out with this SOS crap over the telephone lines. Morse code. What is this Morse code? I never had to use Morse code. We used smoke. Smoke was more better. Anyways, I really do appreciate you listening to this podcast. Sorry it's not about my life. Sorry to interrupt your day so you can hear something awesome. Like my cool radio voice. Hello, welcome to Funny Viking Guy Podcast Radio Station. Not just kidding. It's still me, the podcast. Anyways, I get on here and try to make people laugh. If you're not laughing by now, you're soulless. You have a zero. Hey, guess what? So I was okay. So I stopped at Burger King the other day, and just happened. A fly got in my car. Totally rad. Okay. So I'm like, okay, fly, you only have 24 hours to live. I'm not going to worry about what you do. I go to take a bite of my burger, and guess who is on my burger? Mr. Fly. I just told him, hey, look, dude, this ain't cool. You're like puking and farting and stuff all over my burger? This is not cool, dude. You can't do this. Now you gotta die. I got 10 minutes before I have to be back to work, and you ruined everything. You ruined everything, Mr. Fly. We were cool at first, but now you gotta sneak on up here without me seeing you, jump on my burger, and fart, puke, whatever the hell it is you do, all over my burger. Thanks a lot, Mr. Buzzy Buzz Fly. Hope you have a nice life. Oh yeah, happy ending. I was door dashing and I rolled my window down to, I don't remember why I rolled my window down, but I did. And Mr. Fly flew right out the window, laughing the whole way. He's like, yeah. See you tomorrow. Not. Totally just burned that fly. Totally, dude. That was like a burn and a half. Like, if it was any hotter, it'd be a sunburn. Yep. Anyways, where was I? I don't remember. Anyways, so today is Monday. Happy Monday, everybody. Happy Monday. It is Monday. Hey, quick question. Are you a gamer? Do you like to game? Are you the best gamer in the world? Do you think you have what it takes to game? Well, I got something for you, and it's really cool. That's like if I was doing a commercial for a cool game, it would go something like that. Are you a gamer? Do you think you're the coolest gamer in town? Or do I have a game for you, bro? And girls, and whatever you call yourselves, this game's so rad, makes me feel bad. Dude, I was playing this game all night, dude. Totally rad, man. That's how I would do it. Like, if it was like a commercial and they were like, we're going to pay you like $10,000 to make this game so cool that everybody wants to buy it. And I would be like, you mean like the Ninja Turtle game when it first came out? Everybody wanted like, I'm Michelangelo because he's the party dude, man. And then there was like Donatello. He was like the nerd. Cool nerd, dude. I can fix stuff, dude. Like, and kick ass at the same time, man. I can't do it. And Raphael. Oh, was Raphael? Who was the smart one? They were all pretty smart, dude. Michelangelo. Just like a party. Like pizza and stuff, dude. Oh, that's totally rad, man. Anyways, so back to my radio voice. Hello, thank you for calling. What would you like to complain about now? Is the world spinning too fast for you? Want me to slow it down so we all die? No, fine. A little too far. Sorry, folks, I went just a little too far. Anyways, so this is a fun podcast. At least until I get to work. What do you say, folks? Now, this is very important. If you are not with T-Mobile, you are losing so much benefit. And I'm not just here to tell you that because I work for T-Mobile. I honestly want people to have better service. Better service from T-Mobile. We got the 5G network, strongest 5G network. No, they're not paying me to say this because I'm off the clock. I am telling you folks that T-Mobile is the best. We all have areas where we don't cover because they're so royal. Our signal cannot get to them. Those people are going to lose out. Sorry, folks. We'll get to you as soon as we can. But other than that, if you're traveling abroad to other countries, or if you're going to Mexico or Canada, close to the United States, you're covered for real. I would not lie to you at all just to get you to come into my store in Weaverville, North Carolina to T-Mobile to get service. Anyways, that's that. That's all I have to say about my company that rules and all the other ones to rule. Just saying, they do. Well, you know, so let's talk about game show host. Not really, just kidding. So you folks don't know, I got a new vehicle. It is a Kia. It's pretty awesome. It gives me 53 miles to the gallon. And it rules and never drools. It's pretty fast, too. Got a pretty cool V6 in it, dude. Totally rad. That's totally rad. And anybody want to race, you go to the track, dude. Don't race on the streets, man. What do you like? Back in the 50s? Man, you don't want to kill people because you're an idiot. But racing on the streets, dude, no way, man, no way. Anyways, let me tell you folks something. I lived in Kentucky for about 3 years. Probably the best time of my life, besides getting married to my lovely wife. And the house, when we bought a house, and when I got this car, and my granddaughter came into this world, Kentucky was pretty awesome. Now, you're probably wondering, why don't you talk about this on your life journey podcast? Well, reason being, because I'm talking about it right now, and if I wait till then, I'll probably forget. Turkeys! So anyways, sorry, I just drove by some turkeys. Kentucky, we first got up there. I believe it was Hazard, Kentucky, maybe. I'm going to go with that one. And we lived actually not far from Butcher Holler. And then we moved from Butcher Holler. Oh, we did there about a year. And then we moved from there to Millie, I think, Kentucky. And then from Millie, Whitesburg. Whitesburg was where it was at. This is the beginning of all beginnings. This is where, you know, stuff started happening. I got an ATV. We started going riding in the mountains. Every weekend, we would go ride and ride and ride. And it was the best time. I actually worked at a place in Whitesburg, Kentucky, called Pine Mountain Grill. Now, if you're ever going through that small town of Kentucky and you blink, you'll probably miss it. But it's the biggest life. It's big as life there. It's actually a pretty big place, but the town is not. But it's still awesome and amazing. And I recommend anybody and everybody to go visit Whitesburg, Kentucky. And if you get a chance, stop in that little restaurant called Pine Mountain Grill. They got pretty good fried green tomatoes. Their food is excellent. I actually worked there for a little while. I was a dishwasher / cook, prep cook. It was pretty amazing. I mean, I met some really awesome people. All the people, I met Tyson. Oh my gosh, my mind just went totally blank. Tyson was pretty cool. He worked there. Melanie Watts, Tyler Watts' sister. Tyler was freaking awesome. And I know I'm missing a few people. I'm sorry. I cannot remember your names. But I will get them. But you know who you are if you listen to my podcast. I really, really do apologize about the names. Why can I not remember the names? Gosh, the names are killing me. Anyways, High Mountain Grill is awesome. And there's going to be more about that place in my life story, but when I get to it. But anyways, I have yawned like crazy. I'm hungry. And guess what? I'm here at Ingles to get some food. And this means I'm going to have to end my podcast because I'm hungry and I want to eat and I'm hungry. So if you want to munch on that, you can. So telemarketers, what are telemarketers calling me for? I don't have anything for them. Anyways, I'm going to end this. Thank y'all. I know it's not a very long podcast, but I had to put something out. And I hope you enjoy this podcast. I hope you make you chuggle just a tiny bit to get you through this Monday. Next time I will get started earlier. So therefore I can make you laugh even more. If you're listening to this still, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart and the top and all around it of my heart, the whole heart. Next time I'll just say the whole heart. Thank you from the whole heart and my soul and whatever body parts are cute and people are like, "Aw, he really means it." Anyways, thank you so much. Please keep listening. Tell your friends. Like I said, if you get three people added on here, just one person, not everybody, and you prove it to me, and you leave me a message on here, a $50 gift card will be mailed to you at your district location. Anyways, I got to get out of here, folks. Thank you for listening to Funny Viking Guy Podcast. This is Patrick, the Funny Viking Guy, saying goodbye, good night, good morning, good afternoon, and great salutations. Hope you have an awesome Monday. Remember, always give somebody a hug, unless they fight you. Then you might want to stop. But then after you fight, then hug. Yeah, do it that way. And get it on video. Thank you very much. And I'm out of here.